At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Get on the grid. This is your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba in hour three, as always, at DDentric. Bubba, World Series action happening now. When we're recording this, it's 1-1, and a game has played on Friday when you're listening, so we don't know the result of that. It's probably the middle of the Saturday game, all that stuff. But 1-1, what's your feel right now in the World Series?
My feel right now in the World Series, I think it's going to go seven. Because it is two pretty even teams. I liked the Braves out the gate because I like their pitching a little better. But now losing Charlie Morton, things switched to the Astros in a big way for me. Because I think we talked about it. I think it was this show we recorded so many together. I can't remember. Yeah. I said in the divisional series, the way the Astros started to hit the ball, they're going to be like impossible to beat. Like they were clicking in all cylinders. But pitching's been so bad in the postseason. I think the Braves give them the toughest matchup. Not anymore. I still think it goes seven. I'm hoping it goes seven in the baseball fan in me. But I think the Astros figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like the Astros. And I tell you what, the people in Houston are ready for it. So they can put the cheating championship to bed and say, all right, look, okay, whatever. We cheated in that one. We won this one, right? Yeah. So
I'm way over it, but I guess some people never forget things. Like, did they fight dogs? Did they do anything? Like, come on. They cheated like everybody else did. They got caught.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, when somebody writes the book on it in 20 years, it's going to be that most teams were doing something, maybe not to the extent like the Astros were doing.
I heard Jesse Winker on an interview and he said, well, I wasn't facing them that year, but I played with guys on my teams that were facing them and 90% of them don't even care anymore. Like they just don't care. Like it's so long ago. It's a new era. They're more concerned with guys using ungodly sticky stuff right now than what the freaking Astros did back then. So
yeah,
it's silly.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. By the way, you know, you dropped the F-bomb last week. I did it to Joe on our
IDP show. It's contagious. It's a fun word.
Yeah.
It's a fun, George Carlin would be full support of us.
Oh, of course. Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, cursing to me is eye-rolling. It's just a word.
Cursing to me is a part of my normal vocabulary.
So. Yep. 100%. So, I mean, this is amazing that we've kept it clean.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the grid, on the sports grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports. Joined by Casey Bubba. Find all of his work at BDNtric on the Twitter. And Bubba, please tell everyone what stuff and things you're doing across the interwebs right now.
Yeah, it's the usual stuff. Baseball season might be over for some, but we still crank on at Bench with Bubba. So I'm coming out once to twice a week with that these days. Right this time of year, I try to get some new voices on there. So I had Victor Akintola from SP Streamer on there, a young kid that's coming up in the deal, and he's a good relief guy. So if you're into relievers for down the line, check that out. We do the Line Star Show 3 to 4 times a week now. It depends on what we're going to start doing with our schedule throughout the week. I got my written content at rotoballer.com. I've got a golf podcast, Always Pressing, PGA. I got the Black Book. I'm starting to work on my catcher and first base stuff.
Let's nonstop. Go.
It's nonstop. It just doesn't like I haven't gone into full bore mode yet. I'm still like, I gotta like breathe. But it's like I keep looking at the calendar and it's gonna be November 1st shortly. And that means I have 30 days to get my stuff ready. So
November 1st on Monday, by the way.
That's what I meant. Monday, yes. So like I'll have like 30 days to get things going. So it's coming. Like winter is coming.
Yeah, winter is coming. So lots of catcher write-ups and first base. That's
so much fun.
Let me ask you this. How did you know? Catchers and first base kind of have some overlay, but first base has more overlay with third and outfield and stuff like that. So how do you determine who is going? What is it? The primary position? Does Joe separate it out for you? How do you guys figure it out?
If they like, I'll have to double check with him. It's probably in the emails, but in years past, I think it's if they played at least 10 games at the position.
And, but what if they play 10 at both is what?
Oh, I think
is
if
it
it's
just
a
who plays more at the position,
I think if it's like a certain guy, you know, that's like a stud at like two positions, you put him in both.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think it's like, yeah. So like an example, let's say Trey Turner has shortstop and second base eligibility, probably goes under shortstop.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's just interesting. You know, I don't have that in football. I'm the only one writing about defensive players anyway. And then I'm, you know, writing up my rookie profiles too. So it's just, that's easy for me. But I always kind of wondered that because there's so much position flexibility nowadays.
And there's more and more of it as we get going. Like with the last two COVID years, guys like being flexible is so huge for teams. And you see the Rays and the Giants and some other teams now that like literally build their teams with flexible players. So you have a lot more of that these days.
So when Bubba was speaking earlier about 3 or 4 times a week, as far as Lion Star goes, we added a show. So we went from 3 to 4 times. Now the, the new show is a short one because we just cover the Thursday night game and we play a showdown against each other. And we were, tonight we were playing it and, oh God, this game, I lost.
Great football game.
It was a great game, and we'll get to the game in a second. But I'm just upset because I had so much going on tonight. Number one, I'm doing my Thursday night football stream for In This League, and I'm talking to all the guys in there, and you know, we're talking about some of the weekend stuff. And I'm also, you know, I write for Betting Pros, and I'm watching the ECU game because I picked ECU. They were the first team I wrote up, and beginning of the game, South Florida is up. I'm like, oh God, what is happening? And South Florida scored again. So it was 14-6. They were up. And East Carolina had a chance to score at halftime. Blew it right before halftime. Completely blew it. So go into go into the third quarter. Nobody's scoring anything. ECU scores a touchdown and it's 14-13. They don't go to tie it. Then they get a pick six, and then they get rolling. So I was happy that ECU won that game, and I got that one right. So we're 1-0 going into Saturday here. So we like that. But this game, I'm watching our showdown, and it's going back and forth. And if you guys don't know, you get 1.5 points for a captain that you pick in there. I picked Kyler. You picked Aaron Jones. And there's about 2 minutes left in the game. Aaron Jones scores a touchdown. So I go, okay, well, I'm done. I'm cooked. So I go and I do some other stuff in my house that I need to get done. And I come back and I look at the screen and it's the same score, 24-21. I didn't even realize they reviewed the play. And now I look at the score. I'm up by just maybe 1 point, just maybe a shade under a point. And Kyler Murray's driving. And then you guys know how this ends. He throws a pick, which is -2 for me. And Bubba wins because Kyler Murray threw that pick at the end. And not really even Kyler Murray's fault. AJ Green didn't turn around for the damn football.
Yeah.
So that was unbelievably frustrating. But other than that, Bub, a great game. I mean, you know, on the Packers side, Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 37, 184 yards and 2 touchdowns. AJ Dillon carried a lot of the workload, 16 for 78. Obviously,
I talked about that on the showdown pod, and I said that could be the sneaky one.
Yeah, and it definitely was. Your boy Aaron Jones, 15 for 59, a score, and also had 7 catches for 51 yards. The leading receiver for the Pack.
11 targets.
11 targets. Yeah, no one else had more than 6. So, Juwan Winfrey, who Aaron Rodgers looked like he was going to murder a few times. He was making some mistakes for sure. 6 targets, 4 catches, 30 yards. Tonyan, 3 for 49 before he left hurt in this game. DeGuerra came in to replace him, had 2 for 20. Randall Cobb had 2 touchdowns on 3 catches and only 15 yards, so red zone threat there. Equanimeous, 2 for 12, who I cheaped out and bought for $600 in our showdown. And you know, he had a touchdown, but Marco Wilson passed him. Yeah, that's the whole thing. But on the Cardinals side, Bub, Kyler Murray, 22 of 33, 274 yards, 2 picks, ran for only 21 yards. Very un-Kyler-like game. Chase Edmonds, 7 for 30 and a touchdown, 3 catches for 39 yards. He left with a shoulder injury, but was able to come back.
Yep.
Not a lot of work for Connor, 5 for 22 and 2 touchdowns.
Red zone.
Yep. DeAndre Hopkins, 2 for 66 on only 2 targets. He barely played in the second half. He had a big catch for a touchdown that was actually called back on his face mask to a defender. So
that would have been helped me too on showdown. So I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm not complaining about it, but he left after that with a hamstring strain. He came back in later, but you know, luckily the Cards are going to have a little time to heal him up this week playing the early game. AJ Green had 5 for 50 but didn't turn around at the end. Christian Kirk, 6 targets, 4 catches for 46 yards.
Kyler missed him on a big one.
Yeah, he really did. I mean,
middle. Like that could have done
talking, it. We're talking like barely anything. Yep. Like just a hair missed him. Yep. So, but that's it's a game of inches, right? Zach Ertz, 4 for 42. You had both the tight ends. Chase Edmonds, 3 for 39. Rondale Moore, 3 for 24, and also had 2 rushing attempts for a yard. So I guess we'll talk about this on the other side too, but what stands out to you the most coming out of this Thursday night football game?
Packers moved to 7-0 without Davante Adams. That's pretty darn impressive. Like, really, really impressive. I think it shows that they have one heck of a running game now when they need to. We kind of talked about it before. They've used Dillon at times and it worked. They go away from him, like game planning wise, but when they need a bruiser to go with Jones who can run the football, that's a big, big thing that's going to help as, you know, weather gets cold and playoffs and all that kind of stuff. Other thing I'll say, and I know that the Cards almost came back and won it, that Packers defense is better than I gave them credit for. They played really, really well. They were in Kyler's ear hole a lot. Like they surprised me, to say the least. So that's like 2 of my takeaways. There's many more, like you said, we'll talk about as we go through. But those were 2 that really stood out to me, especially that defense part. That's big because we were kind of saying, oh, they played the Bears and they played these things. They went in to the best team in the NFL and they went toe-to-toe, and that was pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, and I think that's it. No more undefeated teams. Miami Dolphins popped the cork. Champagne keeps going.
The only thing they get to celebrate this year.
Yep, very much so. So we'll get into the Dolphins. So if you guys want to hear Bubba run up on that line of cursing again.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We will definitely.
How bad you want to edit tonight, Boggs?
I don't at all. I'm tired. Please don't. So, but we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about Thursday Night Football and then looking ahead to the Sunday game. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Bogman and Bubba here with you. Talking over this Thursday night game. So, you know, for me, just the lack of the run game for the Cards. I know they got down quick and that, you know, really does it. But this willingness to abandon the run game wholly and completely. And you look, the Packers had the ball for 37 minutes and 35 seconds to 22-25. So I understand part of it, but this is just a running theme that we've seen in the NFL. A team gets down, completely scrap the run game. I mean, we saw it on maybe the second to last drive for, you know, they gave Chase Edmonds some run, and at the goal line was where Connor got his run. But even Murray wasn't running here. And I feel like you can run against the Packers, right? That's the deal. They're not, the line isn't getting a lot of pressure up front. So a little disappointed in that. Obviously, Hopkins getting hurt sucks. I'd love to have seen him out there for more snaps, but it just didn't pay off. And for the Packers, I mean, you know, they did everything they had to do to salvage a win in this game, and it worked against the best team in the NFL. So if you – I got to feel like maybe you run the ball a little bit more with this team after playing this game against what was one of the best defenses in the NFL walking into this, right?
Protect Rodgers because he took a couple big hits. Like, I saved a picture on my phone where he has his helmet, like, almost torn off his head. Like, it's a good one for a later date and time. but one thing with this Arizona defense is I did see on some of the DVOA reports, and maybe I read them wrong or something, but you can't run on them. I think what's been happening is people have been so behind on them, they aren't running the football.
Right.
So this is something we might see going forward. Secondly, if you look at Kyler week to week, he's not running much at all anymore, period. And you saw him limping a lot tonight. It feels a lot like last year. Last year was more shoulder related, but I think it's one of those things. He's so small, and I think they're saying, hey, kid, we need you in the pocket throwing. We can't afford you like missing games here.
Yeah.
So when he was running, it was almost straight to the sidelines more often than not. It wasn't the whole we're going to get the tackles. So,
and that's fine.
But he's not like, it's not the design runs like we kind of early thought we were going to get with him.
Yeah. That's it's difficult to design run plays for him. And I mean, even he specifically before, you know, before the season started, said he wanted to run a little bit less. So, you know, it is understandable that he's going to run just a touch less here. But let's get into this slate here.
Real quick. I got a question for you back on this game. A fantasy related question, if we can, for like 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
With Tanyan's injury, because at first I thought the way his leg was dangling, I'm like, oh, that's not good. Not good at all. Then he kind of walks off on his own, does the blue tent thing, and then they stumble to the back. I'm assuming he's going to be out for a couple weeks. I'm guessing something popped out or whatever. DeGarrett looked good enough. He's rookie last year at Cincinnati, so that's why I ask you, because you know the college stuff. Is he worth an ad somewhere? Because Tanyan he got used a lot last week, appeared to be getting used this week, maybe because no Adams. What do you think?
Well, they go double tight end a lot in Green Bay, right? And that's a lot of, you know, the only team that really will use full house ever. I think, you know, the double tight end, it'll make DeGuerra in deeper leagues worth a spot. And he is a receiving tight end for sure. He can block too, but he can catch. He caught the ball at Cincinnati. So he's interesting, but I just feel like, you know, this is Rodgers' show. And, you know, he wants veterans in there. You could see how aggravated he was getting with Winfrey in particular and all that stuff. So, you know, didn't trust to throw the ball in 50-50 situations to Equanimeous St. Brown. So, I mean, Mercedes Lewis made the catch of the night that did not count in this game too. So one-handed snag. So in a deeper league, I could see adding DeGuerra, but I think Mercedes Lewis is going to get more targets than him. And honestly, the answer is probably neither one of them. So
yeah. All I have to say is when Adams comes back, put him in your roster, because it's going to be one of those make a point games. It's happening. It will happen.
Right, exactly. So let's go to the slate for this week, and let's just get it out of the way here, Bub. Miami and Buffalo, you know, Welsh and I already talked about the spread here and the over-under. You and I did it on Lion Star, so if you want to hear Bub and I talk about it, you know, you can check out the Lion Star show, pre-snap podcast over there. But, you know, I know what we want to see out of Buffalo. We want to see Josh Allen. We want to see Stephon Diggs. It's the usual suspects here. What do you want to see out of your Dolphins here? How do they win this game?
They don't. I want to see them continue to let Tua kind of get going some more. Back-to-back weeks where he's had to throw it a lot and has been pretty successful for the most part. Still making some bonehead mistakes. Like one of the picks last week was just dreadful. So I'd like to see him continuing to try to move forward a little bit. And they need to let Jaylen Waddle go down the field. That is what they need to do. Like, it's cool. He can do his little Wes Welker impersonation. That's fun and all. Like, it's great. Might be what Tua needs. But we know what he can do at Bama. We know the speed he has. Get him out. And Tua can throw deep, obviously. Like, let's make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see that. I also want to see them. I mean, it's tough to do against Buffalo. Buffalo's been playing just lights out, and they had 2 weeks to prep for this game. So, you know, it's a tall task for asking Miami to run the ball, specifically sitting at 1-6. I mean, it's rough right now for Miami. Do you have your first round pick next year?
I think we traded it, but I think we get the Niners.
You get the Niners first round pick.
Okay. I think.
Well, that might not be a bad one, depending on how they do. They're playing in a rough division.
Yeah, so I can't remember who's getting ours, but I get Philadelphia maybe, so they'll enjoy ours. But then we'll get like the sixth pick probably from the Niners.
But yeah, man, let Waddle go. It's real hard to know what you want out of Miami right now. I'd love to see Gaskin get established. That's what I want. But you know, I don't know that he is a running back that's going to get 30 carries. I'm pretty sure he's not, you know, but what they need it. They need a thumper back there. They need a James Conner and Miles Gaskin as Chase Edmonds, right? Yeah, that's exactly. Get a Dylan for sure. So we'll see what happens with them in the future. There was a lot of Najee Harris rumors for them as well going into the draft this year, but luckily.
Well, I wanted Javonte Williams so bad, and Denver took him right before us in round two.
Yeah, that was one pick ahead of
I wanted him so bad. Like, I wanted to take him, and they had that late first round pick. I said, take Javonte Williams, please. Take Javonte Williams.
Who'd they take with that one? They take a tackle or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, that was the... Whatever. Yeah, but I remember. Yeah. But Carolina at Atlanta in this game. Interesting game here, Bub, because Sam Darnold benched. And I'm a Matt Rhule fan, and they got Joe Brady there too, but I really do not like how this is working out for Sam Darnold. You trade a lot of draft capital for him, and you got to just make him your guy. And he's had some issues, but benching him for PJ Walker last week was just hard to watch. Not like Atlanta is doing a lot good here. They're 3-3. Panthers are 3-4. What do you see? What do you want to see in this game?
I want to see a lot of offense. I think it's two bad football teams. I like to see Carolina kind of revert back to that early season form facing a bad Falcons defense. And I want to see Matt Ryan continue to do things. I know the Panthers defense has improved. You've been a big fan of the draft that they had, and they've shown signs of that from time to time. But I would love to see just like a shootout here, like kind of what Atlanta and Miami did last weekend. Give me that in Atlanta, Carolina. That's like as the sneaky fantasy play of the week, and a little at least make it entertaining. Because as we continue to go through this slate, it is a horrific slate of football. Like so many bad football games. This one at least you can like picture an idea of where it plays out to be entertaining. Some games there's just no hope. So like this one, I have hope for. Like make it happen, please.
Yeah, what I really want to see in this game is I would just love to see Atlanta become reliable on offense, because we haven't seen it from them. Cordell Patterson has taken over Mike Davis. Mike Davis is done. He's fetch. Stop trying to make him happen. It ain't going to happen. So, and I was a Mike Davis fan going into the season. Luckily, I wasn't able to take my own advice because I was drafting running backs too high to take Mike Davis.
I have a lot of Mike Davis.
I only had one share. So, I got lucky as far as that goes. But I want to see Atlanta, Pitts, two good games in a row, stack on top of that, obviously.
100%.
Let's get Calvin Ridley going. Calvin Ridley has not had that huge breakout game that Pitts has had yet. So he's still valuable, of course, but, he's got 31 catches, 281 yards, but only two scores so far this year. So let's get Calvin Ridley going. Let's get Matt Ryan going. That's what I want to see. Maybe we can do this one quickly here. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. I want to see a Pittsburgh Steelers win. I want some revenge on these Brown stains after the playoff loss. I want to see TJ Watt eat up Baker Mayfield. That's what I want to see. What do you want to see in this
game? I want to see Chubb and Baker get back and be healthy, because we know they're a good defense and Ben can't move. So I want to see more than 25 combined points. Let's put it that way. I think it's just one of those old school, slow AFC Lots North football running games, and that's fine. That's what these teams can do, but I think it has the potential like a 17-14 game, and the Browns come out on top.
So Baker looks like he's trending towards playing, and it didn't seem that way after last week, because that was brutal, And Case Keenum filled in valiantly, too. He was very, very good. It looks like it's going to be Baker, and Chubb is going to be back. But the Steelers have had some time to prep for this game. Now, the Browns did too. They played on Thursday, so they have more than your average amount of time. But Steelers had 2 weeks. I'd love to see them go into Cleveland and grab a win. I hold no real hopes for my Steelers getting to the playoffs. But as long as they're mathematically eligible, I'm going to want them to win games. I want that high draft pick too, but I would rather see them in the playoffs first, of course. I think most fans would do
no
that.
Doubt about that.
But because look, we saw Big D Nick go and win a Super Bowl in the playoffs. We saw Joe Flacco pass interference his way to a Super Bowl win. So anything can happen once you get in. But we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the rest of this Sunday slate. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wiseass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with Scott Bogman, joined by Casey Bubbly. We're talking week 8 of the NFL season. And Welsh and I talked about our picks before. Bubba and I did on Line Star. So we're just talking about what we want to see out of these games. It's a fun exercise. I like to go over these games here. But Cincinnati on the road against the Jets here. I mean, I'm picking Cincinnati. I just want to see them beat down. I would love to see the Jets win. If the Jets could possibly win, I am here for it. But I don't see a way that's going to happen. So I'm picking the Bengals minus 10.5. So let's see them win it. And I think this should be a thrashing of the Jets, right?
Yeah, we're on the same page there. This feels like I talked about on the Lion Star show, the way Burrow is carrying himself after that Ravens game. It felt like he was ready to light up a stogie in the locker room after an LSU game. It was great. I wish you guys could watch Bogman because he needs to just serenity now. But I love what Burrow's doing. I love Chase. Higgins is he's underappreciated, it feels like. You still got Mixon back there in company. I think this is a drubbing. Like you said, the Jets team is so bad. Like beyond bad. Magic Mike at quarterback, really? He might have a future.
Traded for Joe Flacco, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Elite. That's how bad things are. The guy that they didn't want to re-sign in the offseason, they just traded for because things are so bad. So Bengals, big.
How about this? They went and traded a pick for Joe Flacco instead of signing Cam Newton.
No comment.
I mean, that is interesting.
It's telling, if
it's
anything.
Very telling. People just don't want to deal.
Ain't worth it, man.
I also think that signing Cam Newton sends a message of we're not happy with Zach Wilson.
Yep.
So I understand it, but I still, there's no way I'd give up a draft pick for Joe Flacco.
No, there had to be some other
anyone's wildest dreams.
You had to be able to call like Josh McCown up or something like, hey, dude, you got like freaking 20 passes in you.
Dude, anything else I would have done, but I don't know.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, dude, I don't think the Eagles are willing to give up Gardner Minshew.
Dude's a legit backup. Like, we just talked about Case Keenum in Cleveland. People can make fun of Minshew all you want, but at least you know he can get in there and win you a football game if you need to.
Right.
Like, he might lose you one, but he can win you one, too. Can't say that about a lot of quarterbacks.
He's 50-50. That's what Minshew is.
And if he has, like, one or two good games, all the stuff you'll sell in that shop.
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff you'll sell.
All the stupid fake mustaches and all that crap.
Oh, the mullet. Yeah.
Oh, all the stuff. You can get it all. Tennessee at the Colts. Fun game here, Bub. What do you think about this one?
One of my favorite games of the week, at least on the main Sunday action, is probably my funnest game of the week. Two good teams that I've been a fan of all season. Tennessee's kind of hitting their stride. A couple big wins. Indianapolis looks great. Wentz looks healthy. I'm a big fan of seeing Wentz take that next step, keep feeding Taylor, got Pittman out there. I think the Colts win this one at home, but I think it's a really, really good football game, a back-and-forth battle, and the Colts get it done late. So I'm really looking forward to this football game. I want to see Henry get back to 100-plus yards, do that, unlike last week. but I'm not worried about that either. Like, I'm looking forward to the Colts kind of making a statement going, hey, we started out slow, but we're here.
Yeah, Wentz looks healthy. And, it was really a couple of runs that he had against San Francisco that made me go, okay, he looks like he's back, right? And that was in the rain and slop and all that stuff. So I think the Colts win this one too. On Tennessee, I want to see Julio get back because he's questionable. You know, as we're recording this, he didn't practice on Thursday. So if he doesn't practice Friday, it's going to be a long shot for him to play at all. And if he does, probably going to be in limited capacity. So that's annoying. I want to see Julio just get established with this team. So let's see him rolling. Next game, Philly at Detroit. I think this is a letdown spot for Detroit, which you don't see in the pros a lot, but when you go out and you lay everything on the line against the Rams, you do fake punts, you do all this stuff, and you still lose, I feel like it's hard to get up for that next game, even if it's at home. So I think Philly rolls in this one. I really don't like the fact that Philly hates Jalen Hurts. Seems like Sirianni hates him. I've read a bunch of stuff that says there's no way that Gardner Minshew doesn't start some games this year for the Eagles, which is just surprising to me. But what do you think of this one?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me. Like, I kind of think Detroit hangs around enough to keep it interesting just because I don't believe in Philadelphia either. That's the problem. Like, Hurts, good for fantasy, not for real life situation type thing. What do they do with the running game with Sanders all banged up? Curious to see how that one plays out. This is one of those bad football games. Like, on paper, you think the Eagles going to get the job done. But I think it's DeAndre Swift continues to establish himself as a very, very good back in this NFL. And it's a boring game that the Eagles win late.
Yeah. I think the Eagles win this one going away. Like I said, I think, you know, the Lions are completely let down. And what I really want to see is Kenny Gainwell take over here for the Eagles. I have tons of Kenny Gainwell. I don't have much Miles Sanders. I mean, one of my bigger money leagues, I do have Miles Sanders, but I have too many Kenny Gainwell shares to not want him to take over this job from Sanders. So he gets the opportunity this week, it seems like. So hopefully we don't see too much Boston Scott and we see Gainwell kind of solidify his spot is what I really want to see. Niners at Bears. Interesting game here. I'm done trying to will the good Justin Fields game. I can't do it anymore. What I really want to see is Eli Mitchell eat up the Bears defense. That's what I want to see in this game. How about you, Bub?
That's the only way the Niners will win because Debo will get his, but Eli Mitchell has to run wild because I don't trust Jimmy G at all. And that alone keeps this game close, that a turnover or two could sway things. I don't know if Justin Fields has that game in him, but I think we've seen them kind of let him do a little more Justin Fields things of late compared to some other teams with other quarterbacks. So that's promising, but there's still a lot of question marks. I'd love to see Allen Robinson get involved. I know that's like what everybody wants to see, but I think the Bears scare Niners Nation this week.
Really? Okay.
Not saying they might win, but I think they scare them.
Yeah, I mean, you might have seen the most complete game out of Tampa Bay last week. So, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't take too much into that. Tampa Bay is kind of in a league of their own.
Right, exactly. The Rams at the Texans. I just want to see Tyrod Taylor get back on the field for the Texans. And I'd love to see Phillip Lindsay do something here. But this is all about Cooper Kupp and this Rams team just murdering the Texans, right?
Yeah, get Ty God back. That'd be nice. Give them a chance to like keep games competitive. That'd be good. I want to see Daryl Henderson reestablish himself. Last week was kind of a let's throw it everywhere week. We forgot about the running game. Let's get Henderson back involved in this one. And then, yeah, it's the Cup. It's the Stafford to Cup show with an occasional splash of woods. So it's fun to watch them right now. It's like it's not the greatest show on turf, but it's got some vibes that it could be. So it's fun to watch the Rams right now. But give me some Daryl Henderson for sure.
Jacksonville at Seattle. I mean, not a lot to see here. I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see DK Metcalf get 10 targets. You got to give him the ball. And I want to see Jamal Adams come down with an interception. Homeboys got hit in the face 2 weeks in a row with a ball and hasn't come down with it. So he's got to get a pick here against Lawrence, right? I mean, come on. I like Jacksonville in this game, though. Seattle looking very pedestrian right now.
Yeah, this is a bad game. Make sure James Robinson gets 100-plus rushing yards. That would be nice. I'd like to count on that one. And then, you know, Geno Smith is 2-0 against the spread. Let's make it 3-0 with a W. So it's just a bad football game, like a really, really bad football game that we are subject to this week. And I'm just hoping James Robinson gets his. That's all I really care about in this game.
Pats and Chargers. What are you looking at in that one?
I want to see the Chargers off a bye week, and then prior to that, getting beat down by Baltimore, really get things going. Like, well, I know we're recording on Thursday, and Eckler hasn't practiced all week with a knee injury, so that's something to keep an eye on. Imagine he plays, but as we're recording, that's surprising to me after the bye week. But yeah, I want to see the air attack of the Chargers do some damage on this New England team, because he'll try to, you know, Belichick will take a guy out, but let's see what they can do to return the fire.
The more I look at this game, the more I kind of think I want to take the Patriots. You know, I took the Chargers earlier. I might flip-flop to the Pats.
If Eckler is out, I could see it for sure.
Well, and also the Chargers are dead last in the league against the run. They're giving up 163 yards a game. Damian Harris should run wild here. So we'll see if they worked on it. Bucks at Saints. Good game here. What do you like,
Buck? Yeah, it's a great game. You get Buck and Aikman again, so they can screw up everybody's last name when they're trying to catch the ball. So that'll be fun. I'm looking for Tom Brady, you know, no AB. So we got a narrowed tree of Evans, Godwin, and Brady, and just keep doing their thing. Like, I'm looking forward to Bucks, Cardinals, and Packers potentially fighting it out for that NFC crown. And Brady setting records this year, because he sees, you know, I just threw my 600th. No big deal. Let's go get some more. So, yeah, I want to see Brady do some damage.
You think Brady gets to 700 before he retires?
I think as long as he can stand up, he's going to try to, yes. It'll take him, what, three more years max?
Probably.
Maybe two, the way he's going. I think he does, because he's going to play for a while still. He's not slowing down.
He said he wants to play till he's 50, and he's 44.
If he plays till 50, then 100% he gets to 700.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get to 800.
He gets to 800, yeah. Because he's getting 30-plus a year right now. So, yeah.
It's just absurd. And they added a game. So,
yep.
I would love to see Jameis throw the ball down the field. Let him uncork it a little
bit. Yeah, let him live with the Jameis repercussions.
Right. I mean, dude's going to throw picks, so just let him throw them. You know, you're going to have to open it up at some point against the Bucs anyway, because you're not going to be able to run against them, and you have to pass against them. So that's what I want to see. I'm also going to take Jameis to throw an interception in this game, by the way. So
he's going
to
throw at least one.
Washington at Denver here. Speaking of ugly games, Bub, what do you like in this one?
Jerry Jeudy's back. So let's see if we get that Denver offense that we saw against some bad teams earlier, because guess what? Washington's a bad football team. So this feels like one of those games where Denver should maybe wake up again, do some damage, get some Jerry Jeudy action. I'm looking forward to that. I'd love to see Javonte Williams kind of take over, but I don't think it's happening anytime soon. They have a good little rotation.
They split them so evenly. Yeah,
and it's working for them. So like, that's not the issue with their team. So you can't really pinpoint that one. So I want to see Jerry Jeudy bounce back, maybe open things up for Cortland Sutton, get a good Teddy B game.
Yeah, I would love to see Teddy B be good, but it's going to be to Cortland Sutton because Cortland Sutton is probably going to draw Kendall Fuller, who has given up the most yards in the NFL this year. No, second most. Anthony Averett has given up the most, excuse me. But he has a higher completion percentage than Averett does, I'll tell you that. By a wide margin, it's like 57-71%. So I think Cortland Sutton is going to go ham.
Sounds like a great DFS play to me.
That's right. So get Sutton in them lineups. Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys at the Minnesota Vikings. Bub, what do you like in that one?
Fireworks. I like the Vikings making a statement with the big home W. But I like a lot of offense in this game. Like both teams passing it all over the place. I'm really looking. You know, off the bye week, we might get a healthy Cook this week. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. So I think these are two really good football teams, kind of get overshadowed a bit by like Tampa Bay and Green Bay and stuff. But these guys are the next ones in line, and I wouldn't be shocked if we see them in a title game. Like these are really good football teams. Like it's a good primetime game. We should have a lot of fun here on Halloween night.
And as far as the Cowboys are concerned, Dak, you know, questionable to play this game. And today he said, well, the decision is not just mine, which is interesting because to me, yeah, it's yours.
Yeah, it's yours and Jerry. Yours. Jerry's going to play you. So, yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, need to get him in there. And I think he'll get in there, but that's a little bit questionable. So, but yeah, both these teams, just like you said, fireworks, lots and lots of points, lots of running potentially too. So, but I like the over in this game.
Big
I like
One of the better bets of the week.
Schultz could have a big week here too. So excited about him in this game. And just the whole receiving core for Dallas has been great. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at the last game of the week, the Monday Night Football game. So stick with us. Bubba and Bogman in Hour 3 of In This League. We'll be right back.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Newsman. In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
You guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It's the end of the three-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. We got GroupMe rooms. We got live streams. We got we'll answer your questions on there. We got all kinds of great stuff over there for you. So please check that out. Follow us all on Twitter, at Bogman Sports for me, at BDNtric for Bub, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh. And got one more game to talk about, Bub. The Giants at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 3-4. The Chiefs are 2-5. This is your primetime game. I think this might be worse than the Thursday night game, which was weird. But, you know, this is primetime Patrick Mahomes. Is this going to be a fun game to watch, or is this going to be pretty terrible?
It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I keep having hope that they're going to bounce back and figure it out. And what better stage than Monday Night Football against the Giants defense you can exploit? It's just like the perfect formula. We've said that before with these guys. Like, they should have thrown all over Tennessee, and they didn't. So we'll see. But I like Patrick Mahomes to get things going again. I want to see him and Kelsey really get on a rapport again, maybe splash in some Tyreek Hill and Hardman. But I really want to see the Chiefs of old. Like, I want to see the Chiefs put some fear back in the AFC, because right now it ain't there. So I want to see that take place. And I'm a Danny Dimes fan, so I wouldn't mind seeing him get healthy, hopefully get Shepherd or somebody back. That's the biggest thing, is there's no one there right now. So that'll be something to monitor as the weekend goes on.
If you don't win this game for the Chiefs, the next three games before their bye week are Green Bay, Vegas, Dallas. Going into the bye,
it's tough.
You gotta win this one.
It's a must-win game.
This is a must-win game, because you think at best they come out of this 1-2, Packers, Raiders, Cowboys. I mean, I think they lose to the Packers and the Cowboys for sure. Yeah. Raiders are a question. So, Kansas City teetering on the AFC champs teetering on playoff existence for this year. So
it's crazy to think about.
This is a big, big game for them. So they got to win it. But that is going to wrap it up for us. We love you guys. We hope you win all of your fantasy leagues, all of your bets this week, and enjoy the weekend. We'll be back for you next weekend. So take it easy and have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.